every day.
A lawmaker put it out there. We're not focused on that. We're focused on working with the Russians to bring about the return of Mr. Snowden to the United States. We share President Putin's views expressed again, that we don't want this matter to do harm to our bilateral relations.
The voice of Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, talking about the hodgepodge that's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as they're brainstorming and trying to come up with an answer to the Snowden controversy. And it lives and it breathes and it goes on and on and on. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Part of the buzz, perhaps a little bit anyway, still in your backyard. The shock of the NSA data diving, I think for all of us, has worn off. For most of us, I know this audience, you're so on top of it, you realize, yes, indeed, we are being spied on. You probably have some of your information out there. But that's not a shock. It's not a shock. What's a shock, I think, is still the same things that we said 6-7 weeks ago, is how big the net was cast. So now we've moved forward from this, and the rest of the world is debating what else comes out next, because we keep hearing all these little tantalizing teases from Julian Assange, who has now become the godfather to Ed Snowden, and he, of course, is the founder of WikiLeaks. He's trapped in his own prison in London at the Ecuadorian embassy, because the second he leaves the grounds, Sweden wants him for rape. They want to try him for rape, or at least question him, and then they're hoping they're going to be able to try him. So anyway, that's not happening. He's not leaving the embassy. He does have money. He does have some power, and he's trying to help Snowden. The latest in the Snowden problem for the White House is now he's going to get this asylum, it seems, at least temporary asylum, from Vladimir Putin. That means he's going to agree to the rules of Vladimir Putin. And Putin said, you cannot leak any more classified documents. You have to stop the nonsense, because we will not harbor somebody who's doing that. But they are harboring him, and the United States is doing nothing, because they can not do anything, at least the way 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is set up now. Remember, it's all about transparency and all that other sort of stuff. And I bet if I could be a fly on the wall, I mean, seriously, I would love to be there to hear a meeting between, let's say, Jay Carney, Valerie Jarrett, who's really the right hand of the president. Who else would I throw in that meeting? Maybe even Eric Holder, just because I'd want to hear what they have to say when it's off the record, when the tape's not rolling, when there's not some kind of homogenized statement coming out of a press briefing like you just heard there from Jay Carney. What are they really saying? And I am sure they want to strangle Snowden for this position that they're in. And the position is a bad one, because the United States does look weak. It looks, you know, Putin is saying, sure, after you're spying on all these other countries and everybody knows it, and so here's the roadmap to the NSA, and, you know, now we're going to grant your homeboy asylum, and, you know, who knows what information we'll squeeze out of him, because that's what I think Putin would want, something else in exchange. And I think the thing he would want in exchange is information. Information that perhaps has not been dumped yet. If he has that information. If he has that information at this point. So the game plays out, and this whistleblower either goes down in your book as a tremendously brave 30-year-old who wasn't afraid to dump on the government, or an idiot, a traitor, and just somebody who just didn't realize what he was getting himself into. I don't think you ever realize what you're getting yourself into when you're a whistleblower. And coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to introduce you to James Holzrichter, who dumped on Northrop. In fact, he was forced to do it. He had to wear a wire. He had to spy on his company. And he ended up really losing everything in the end because he was dragged through court for 17 years. Now, he mentors other whistleblowers, and he talks about the effects on the family, his family having to practically live in poverty afterwards, and how it affected his children, how it affected his life, and was it worth it? And then what happens when you're caught in that ethical conundrum of what to do? And so this conversation is where this is a guy who lived it, breathed it, and is still doing that for 25 years. So where does he sit? At this point? Got a couple of quick emails I'm throwing out at the top just because in the court of public opinion, which is here in America Tonight, our little court anyway, this one from Ben, who's listening to us, WVMT in Vermont, he flipped me an email and he said, you know, Kate, I'm sick of the Snowden deal. I'm the same age as Ed Snowden, and in a way I kind of get it. He took off. I think he puffed up his chest, thought he was doing us all a favor. And you've said it before, like we didn't know things were happening, like we didn't know we were being picked apart. Is it right? No. Should something be done about it? Sure. Does it mean that he's a hero? No. I don't think he's a hero because he had classified documents. Wasn't there a backdoor way to take care of this? Give me a break. And then there's this one from Daryl, who's listening in Illinois, and Daryl says, Ed Snowden just gets dumped on, and I don't understand it. Because what did he do? He leaked classified documents that showed some horrific things that were going on with the government. How do you find out information if you don't have a guy like Snowden? Why do we hold some whistleblowers up to high esteem and trample on others? And that is a good question. What puts you, you know, there's the two categories. What puts you in the category where you are held up as the shiny object? And what puts you in the other category where you're just trashed? What is it? Is it because he's a contractor and he took classified stuff? Is it, it's like Bradley Manning? He also had the big dump to WikiLeaks, and that was all the State Department stuff that just mortified them, and they still haven't come clean with half of what was in some of those reports. And Manning's done. I mean, he's put away for life. He's not going to get out, write a book, and be on the lecture circuit. What happens with Ed Snowden? Does the same thing happen to him? Does he even come back to the United States? And should he be allowed to come back to the United States? He had a list of demands. One of them was that he could still talk, and that's not going to happen no matter where he ends up between Russia and the United States. But I think the end game for him is certainly is to get to Latin America. All right, our end game is to get you over to the other side to hear James Holzrichter, because you will really be amazed at some of the things that happened to him. Talk about a whistleblower. That's coming up on the flip side.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,279.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.92, $662.96 for a half ounce, or $331.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.92, $662.96, and $331.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In our virtual green room, James Holzrichter is with us, and wait till you hear this conversation, because we've been talking about this for a long time. It's called retaliation. For people that see what's happening with whistleblowers and, oof, do I blow the whistle, do I not blow the whistle? James has a book out called A Just Cause. He is a former whistleblower, and he's got a lot of experience in this field, to say the least. 25 years backing up the experience in legal research, and, of course, he holds a law degree. James, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me on this evening, Kate.
So some people are listening to us, and they're maybe debating this, is there unethical things going on around me, and they've probably tossed and turned, and they feel that they're unethical, but they're afraid to blow the whistle, because let's face it, number one thing is people are afraid to lose their jobs. You're somebody who did it. How tough is it to take that leap?
Well, a lot of times, Kate, what happens is that it's not a choice that's actually made by the whistleblower. They're usually precipitated into doing it. They become aware of, as you mentioned, something going on that doesn't add up, or it causes an internal conflict. And so what they do is they find themselves faced with the decision, as you said, do I come forward or do I not? In my case, it wasn't actually a conscious decision. I was trying to do some internal correcting when the next thing I knew, I had a federal agent calling me on the phone.
Yeah, what was it? Tell us your story, and from the time when you got that call and what that odyssey was like.
Well, in some ways, Kate, my story is just similar to many other people who really just get up every day and go to work, and then they start to find these issues, and it's really because of what they're doing. They become aware of these situations. I shared everything that I found with my supervisor, and I even brought it internally to Northrop Security. When I hit a point of where they decided that they weren't going to correct the problem, they were going to cover up the things that I was bringing to their attention. And this was a decision that was made by upper-level management to involve me into helping them hide the beans, as so to say. And that's when the next thing I knew, I was confronted by a DCIS agent. And the next thing I knew, I was working undercover as a government informant.
Ooh. And you probably never expected to be in that position, did you?
Oh, absolutely not. And I cooperated in a federal investigation with my employer for over a year of where I was taping documents to my body, bringing them out to the federal agents and turning them over to them, that information to substantiate the allegations of the double and triple billing. And when the next thing happened is it was discovered that I was cooperating with the federal government in this investigation, and then they made it impossible for me to do my job, and the harassment that went on at work, I finally had to leave. And that precipitated a 17-year-long battle back and forth through the courts between us and Northrop Grumman.
Wow. I mean, ultimately, did you get some financial relief as a result of all this for 17 years?
Well, 17 years of underemployment and unemployment, yes, absolutely. My wife and I and our children, we wound up in a homeless shelter.
Oh.
There was substantiated attempts on my life as well as on two of my children. And they actually offered to put us in witness protection. And by then I was almost 50 years old, and I said, well, I can't go to become unemployed and homeless again. So we just churned it out. And yes, there is, under the False Claims Act, Kate, the government can award you a certain portion of the monies they recover from these types of cases based upon your contribution to the case and the information that you bring forward. And it can be anywhere from 10 to 30% depending upon that. But how do you give back your children their spent childhood? Mm-hmm. I mean, and the missed opportunities as they grow up in basically abject poverty because of the decisions that are made by one or the other of the spouse or their parents.
Yeah. Wow, that just had to be devastating. So, and as we listen to this and people hear the story of Ed Snowden and various other people who have blown the whistle, how do you decide if it's decided for you that's also different too, and it throws you and hurls you into this world of hurt that you didn't necessarily choose? But what if you're in that situation where you either make the choice or you don't? I mean, would you advocate people not choosing to blow the whistle or blowing the whistle, or just be cautious and know what you're getting into?
Well, absolutely. Be cautious and know what you're getting into. There's an affiliation of attorneys that have come together to help whistleblowers navigate the morass that they might find themselves in. And it's one of the things that I do through that organization as well, is to mentor the whistleblower as they go through this process, and to what to expect and when to expect it. And that's through an organization that is known as Taxpayers Against Fraud. And they're out of Washington, D.C., and they're actually a group of attorneys that, because some of these contractors as well as pharmaceutical companies, they have rather deep pockets, and they can afford to pay large corporations or banks full of attorneys to represent them to drag these cases on, like mine went on for the 17 years.
Yeah, do you think they're counting on that, geez, who's going to blow the whistle when they know ultimately what could happen to them, especially they have a family and they don't have the kind of money we have and the army of attorneys? Do you think they count on that, these companies?
Oh, absolutely. They plan on it. It's just the cost of doing business, because predominantly these cases settle without going to court. So, and they predominantly settle, too, for 10 cents on the dollar. So it's just the cost of doing business. So if you take, let's say, if that's the case, if you take $1 million and you only have to give back $100,000 of it, and you get to keep $900,000, and you drag this on for so many years, vilifying the whistleblowers and those people who come forward, you're going to do it every day, all day long. And that's one of the things that are going on right now with these cases. And the Department of Justice is just overwhelmed. But one thing I will say is that for every dollar that is spent in pursuing these forms of cases, $14 is recovered.
Mm.
So it's a rather cost-beneficial thing to do. And since 1986, when the law had the teeth put back in,
right,
it's recovered over $28 billion of stolen taxpayers' money.
Wow. Wow. Do you think that the road to blowing the whistle should be made easier?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And there should be programs and help that's put out there to help a whistleblower. Because one of the things that happens is because of the isolation that goes on and because of the arguments that are put forth by the defense bar in these situations is that when a whistleblower does come forward, Kate, they're left on their own. The government can't help them because then the argument is made, well, they set their company up for financial gain. When that's really the farthest thing from the truth.
Right.
These are people who really have ethics, who really, as I say, in a just cause, they find themselves between a rock and a hard place, and they come up with that same thing of when is it ever wrong to do the right thing?
Yeah, well said. Is there a group? Have you ever met and had conversations with other people who have found themselves in the same predicament that you were in?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, that's what I did. I started this mentoring initiative through Taxpayers Against Fraud. And I mentor whistleblowers around the country who contact me through, of course, necessarily that filter because I'm only one person. And so I get calls from whistleblowers who are blowing the whistle from pharmaceutical companies to issues that involved with the Iraq war and things such as that. And one of the things, too, is when they file one of these cases, they're filed under seal, Kate. So they can't divulge who the other party is or what the issues that are involved in the cases they bring. So I appreciate that because I don't want to get yanked into a deposition to try to make testimony for somebody who's talked to me about that. But I talk to them about the things they can experience and that it's okay to rebuild their lives or maybe redefine themselves. And what they did was really a noble thing, and it does come at an expense, but to never, ever, ever forget their loved ones because most of the time their loved ones did not ask to pony up to journey on this journey with them, but they need to also include them in every decision going forward.
Yeah. The book, you mentioned it, A Just Cause. How can somebody get a hold of a copy of your book?
Well, they can go to my website, which is JamesHHolzrichterConsultancy.com, and they can obtain the book through there, or they can go to Amazon.com as well and to purchase either the book or the download for it.
All right, excellent stuff. James Holzrichter, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. What a story. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on this evening, Kate.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. Know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new Sophian dream.
All right, we're back at it again here on America Tonight. Hope everything's great in your world. Seriously, a lot of people out there complaining about the weather. You know, I used to say, I'm serious, at least three or four times a week, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we didn't have some bizarre weather that we were talking about. And yet we all know that the heat comes with the summer, but you're just never quite prepared for it. And D.C., it is, oh, that's why they call it Foggy Bottom, that nickname. It is a roasting, it's like walking in a roasting pot. Ugh. I can't imagine anything worse, especially if you were had to be dressed up and if you're a woman, you got those pumps on and you're walking down the street ready to faint and keel over, or you're a guy and you got a tie strangling you. And that's what it's like, because you feel that oppressive, bizarre humidity and heat that crashes into you, and it's awful. This is pretty awful, too. You know, we've talked about lightning before, and I've actually met somebody who was struck by lightning twice and survived. And I think I've told this story. I had a really good friend in college at Ohio University it was sad. Her brother and her father were killed when they were on a green. He was a good golfer. Both of them were good golfers. And it started to lightning, and the lightning hit the green and killed them both instantly. Well, there was a quick story about a woman who was paying for groceries when the lightning hit her, and excuse me, I've never sneezed on the air before. The strike blew the shoe off of her foot. Can you believe it? So that had to be pretty stunning. You're inside a store not thinking that's going to happen. I've heard about that too before, where sometimes the lightning can come through if you're close to a window, and she must have been close to the door there at the grocery store, but that would be kind of freaky. A lot of you had a lot of things to say, almost like a bipolar mail bag this time around. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, how about this one? This is our first one from Jen, who says, Kate, man, this whole thing with stand your ground. The bottom line is this. Zimmerman himself said he wished he never pulled the trigger. He apologized to the family. And now he has to live with that for the rest of his life. The fact that we're still trying to churn this up and make this a big race story is just, to me, depressing. Haven't we gotten beyond this, people? Give me a break. I don't understand. I understand if we want to debate gun laws or talk about the aspects of stand your gun, but I don't understand why we are reverting back to race in this case. Here's another one from Randy, who says the Zimmerman jurors were idiots. This guy couldn't be more guilty. Why, oh why, that stupid prosecutor didn't go for involuntary manslaughter, I'll never know. Because if he had, Zimmerman would be in jail right now. You know, it's always interesting to hear what the jury has to say afterwards. I'm just going to throw this in. And there were four members of a jury that found that Zimmerman wasn't guilty. They had a statement to distance themselves from that one juror. They called the juror B37. So the ones that were distancing themselves said, their statement was, the opinions of juror B37 expressed on the Anderson Cooper show were her own and not in any way representative of the jurors listed below. And then they listed, you know, B51. It's like a bingo. B76, E6, and E40. And what they're saying is that serving on the jury was emotional, physically draining experience for all of us. The death of the teenager weighed heavily on our hearts. But in the end, we did what the law required us to do. And they made a request for privacy as well. The court hasn't released the names of the six women, which included five white women and one woman who they say was probably Hispanic. So they spent, this is interesting, the details, just so you know, in these cases, they spent $33,000 to sequester the jurors. This was just released, all the facts of this. The sheriff's office spent 10 times that amount, $320,000 on costs related to the trial, overtime equipment, all that other stuff. During the 3 weeks of being sequestered, jurors took excursions to St. Augustine, watched the movies The Lone Ranger, World War Z, went on bowling excursions, and saw 4th of July fireworks. So all TVs, internet, mail, phone calls were screened and logged by the deputies because, you know, there's that whole thing about what the jurors know. They ate their breakfast and dinner meals at the hotel where they stayed. They dined out twice. They got visits from family and friends on the weekends, blah, 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 blah. And so what the other jurors are saying is that they wanted it out there. They wanted to make sure that people realized that this was a sad thing that happened. It was a sad thing that happened. And that's exactly what Kyle says. Kyle sends us a letter. Hey, Katie D. and all the listeners of America Tonight, why are we forgetting that no matter if he was a punk or he smoked a little dope or whatever his deal was, he was 17, for goodness sake, that the saddest thing is that a teenager died. It didn't have to happen. It was stupid. And Zimmerman was stupid for shooting him. He should have never gotten out of his car and approached him, but he did. Then he gets attacked. So what does he do? He shoots him. Why does he shoot him? Because he's probably going to die or, at the very least, end up with some crazy cockamamie concussion and end up in the hospital, realizing that he was now fighting for his life. He was the one who caused this whole thing. But in the end, you could not convict him on the evidence that they had. And stand your ground held up. And that's the bottom line. Yeah, I think that I already said this. Zimmerman apologized. A kid loses his life. Flesh and blood, somebody's son, dead. Not good. It's not good. It shouldn't have happened. But, here's the thing. the thing that I never saw either, the photos of George Zimmerman's bloodied head. I mean, all that stuff that we didn't see or know before was a big deal. And how was he threatened? What was going on? Trayvon gets mad, starts attacking him, whatever. And then he reaches for the gun that he has. I mean, that's what happened. All right, let's take a couple of other ones. As I said, you were all over the map a little bit anyway in this version of the mailbag. That's the beauty of this thing. Hey, you want to let your opinions be heard, send me an email at americatonight.net. This one is from Matt, who's listening to us in Texas. And Matt says, Kate, I think one of the saddest stories that I've heard of late, and you do movie reviews and you talk to the guy on the West Coast, is the story of the kid from Glee who died of an overdose. Man, you look at him and you think he had to have had the world by a tail. Whatever caused him to feel so depressed to take an overdose of heroin and alcohol? Why, oh, why would he not have gotten help? I don't understand. You know, here's the thing. He did try to get help. He was in clinics before because of addiction. And this was an OD situation, not an intentional one, I believe, because he had substance abuse problems. And he just combined the heroin and the alcohol, and that was it. He was in Vancouver. And they found him in his hotel room. He didn't check out on time, so he was alone when he died, they think. And he had returned to his hotel by himself. And they started to call the people. And the coroner's report didn't show the levels of heroin or alcohol in his system, so they ruled out foul play. But they think that what happened was when he took the heroin, he's by himself, and he, had been drinking and all that stuff. So maybe he got a bad batch of heroin, which happens, they say, in Vancouver, that certainly is a possibility. And he was pretty blunt about, in interviews, talking about his struggles with drugs. And saying that when he was a kid, he smoked pot, he was drinking by the time he was 13, and he was out of control, and he had a serious consumption, problem. But, of course, it's sad. And does this motivate anyone else? Does this help anyone else in a similar situation who's not famous, who's struggling, who's young with some kind of an addiction? I mean, who knows? It's scary. I don't think he intentionally killed himself. I think it was an accident of the mixing of too many drugs. And that's the thing. All right, here's one from The Heater who says, hey, speaking of being hot, we are on fire here in New Jersey. I've heard you talk about being from New Jersey before. Man, if you were in South Jersey now, you'd be a roast, and you wouldn't be drinking that Wawa coffee that I've heard you also mention. It is stinking hot. It's like 100 degrees, Kate, and it feels like 110. Be glad that you don't live here anymore. Hey, speaking of that heat wave, 47 states could hit at least 90 degrees. The Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, all those states are getting hit. Every state but Alaska, Hawaii, and New Mexico up over 90 degrees. Up over 90 degrees on Wednesday. All right, coming up, we'll take a few. 855-266-5283. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, you want to speak up, America? We're listening. 855-266-5283. Stacy in Mississippi, you have the floor. Hey, Stacy.
Hello?
Hey, Stacy, it's Kate. How are you?
Yes, fine, sweetheart. And yourself?
I am good. Thank you for asking.
I don't know what you look like. You sure sound like a good-looking lady.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I recognize talking to gentlemen too long. I was carried on too long. But let me walk through all this real quick. George Zimmerman, I don't know how you feel or how I feel. But I know how I feel. I'm glad he's found not guilty. If the man killed him, which he did, I don't think it was no racial stuff. Even I'm from Mississippi, but no, for hanging black folks and all this crap is absurd. But I got just me and black friends. I do white friends. My daddy's been the mayor here for 30 years, and got just me and black friends does white friends. I don't believe there's no racial motive junk. They keep putting people like Jesse Jackson, the house shot and greasy head. Preacher, instead of doctor, they call themselves a doctor. They ain't no doctor, they're a preacher. Get their doctorate degree in that, and that's it. But it's just, good Lord, I was telling them more things than I'm telling you. I think the media ought to just let that die, leave it alone. Let's go on live because, you know, it's in the Constitution. I mean, he went to court, he had his day, He was set free. Leave the man alone. Let him have a life. He's going to live in hell the rest of his life itself. Even waking up in the middle of the night having dreams and everything about it. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Do you want to have blood on your hands? You want to kill a teenager? No, he said that. He didn't want to. The situation got out of control, and then when he started to get attacked, he reached for his gun and he shot him.
Okay, can I ask you one thing, man? I do have a lot of respect for you. I love your show. I sit up every night and listen to it. But anyway, when I can't get in there and rerun or something. But, no, nobody wants to kill a child.
No.
My stepdaughter was driving me, just got a license, and run to a tree, killed her, and broke my neck, and I own furniture stores and all. Now, I used to make more than one day than I make in a month now. I mean, nobody wants to kill a teenager or anything.
No, no.
Keep breaking this junk up about racially motivated or whatever it is. It's a bunch of BS. I'm trying to use very nice words, Mike. Sometimes I lose my temper. But I think everybody, I mean, and sweetheart, I respect the world out of you, including you. NBC, CBS, whatever. Everybody just needs to shut up, leave his stuff alone, let it die. This man's going to live in hell probably for the rest of his life, if not 20 years, 30 years. You're going to live in that. Everybody seems to let it go. There is no racial crap in Mississippi, Alabama. There's a very few. There's a very few people that come to your house and steal your crap, too.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't. You know, it's racial bull crap. If it's racial, and the president himself has brought up about racism, but he cares about white ass. But like this, 73% of the white folks are 77%. I forget what Danny told me it was, but anyway, they're the ones that put his ass in office. I mean, my God, there is no racial crap. People need to get over this junk, Miss Kate. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I think that what's happened, and you can tell Stacey's is animated and hardcore about it, and I get it, Stacey, you're right. Thanks for the call. He's right in the sense that everything now automatically swings to that. And are there people who are racist? Of course. He said that. He said, are there people that are racist? Of course there's some people that are racist. But is it, I hope, you know, am I being naive to the extent that we keep seeing things we keep hearing? No. It's sadly, and it's unfair to the history of the people who have fought to not have it that way, to play that card, to rely on that. And unfortunately, I really believe in this case with George Zimmerman, that wasn't the case whatsoever. I don't think that was the case. This was a guy who was Mr. Neighborhood Watch guy, was a frustrated, I wanted to be a cop kind of guy, and was driving around and was tired of things that he had seen happen in the neighborhood. And then, voila, here comes Trayvon Martin. He doesn't know any of the details. And then, unfortunately, things move fast and head in the very wrong direction. And what happened was terrible. Absolutely. Shooting a teenager, are you kidding me? Oh, I can't imagine living with that. I really can't. I can't imagine living with that in my head. I think it would be too great of a torment to me, honestly. So, you know, here's the thing. Talking about civil rights violations, ridiculous. The Justice Department looking into that, ridiculous. And especially if you compare other cases, how was there even a case here? How was there any evidence of that? That certainly didn't come out in court, and I don't think it comes out in a civil court either. So it's just grasping at straws, and it's a good way to incite the people who will jump on this and take attention away from other things. It's a good mirage. It really, really is. And I hate to be so cynical and think that way, but that's the way I'm thinking, man. How about this? Speaking of politics, you never know. Strange bedfellows and all that. Dick Cheney's daughter is going to run. The eldest of his kids is going to run against Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi in the next year's Republican primary. So it's Liz Cheney. And she made a brief announcement saying, you know, this is a this is interesting, but she didn't say it was interesting. She said her Republican primary challenge to Wyoming's senior U.S. senator is about sending a new generation to Washington, but it has all the hallmarks of what some people are saying is the same divisions that have really roused the Republican Party for years. So Senator Enzi has occasionally said he'll compromise with Democrats. He supported a sales tax on internet purchases. That was one time. And she says she's running because she's concerned about the direction of the nation. And she says, I think it's time for us to say to ourselves, can we continue to go along, to get along in Washington? Which is interesting. Because that's a good, her question was interesting. That's what I picked up on. Can we continue to go along to get along in Washington? Who's getting along in Washington, though? I want to know. So she is going to be an interesting challenge, I think, to him, especially with money being no object. And this is Cheney's a real Tea Party candidate. If you look at some of the other races where the Tea Party candidate has upset the other longtime Republican, the primary example is in Indiana, six-termer Senator Richard Lugar lost in a Republican primary to Richard Murdoch, who then he went on to lose to the Democrat. In Utah, the Tea Party favorite, Mike Lee, booted out Senator Bob Bennett, who was a three-termer in 2010, and seventh term last year. Remember, you can always email the show if you want to throw in your 2 cents, just like Stacy jumped on the line. You can do that by shooting me an email at americatonight.net. We always throw in our mailbag segment during the shows. And to me, that's the question. Can we, what Liz Cheney said, can we continue to go along to get along in Washington? Think about that. I'm still debating who's even getting along, by the way. The art of negotiation lost completely in D.C.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.